Hello, I'm Stephen Mansfield. Welcome to Derek Prince Legacy Radio.
Derek Prince Legacy Radio, a broadcast outreach of Derek Prince Ministries, bringing you the very best from the vast teaching archive of author and Bible teacher Derek Prince. Your guide to the Derek Prince legacy is New York Times best-selling author and speaker, Stephen Mansfield.
Great to have you with us on this Friday. Love Fridays. Love heading into the weekend. Love being finished with the week. But I also love moving on to the next bit of truth that we're going to learn today in this marvelous series called Claiming Our Inheritance. I'll tell you what, Christianity is about knowing what Jesus has done for you and walking in the fullness of it. And that seems to be what pleases God, that we take hold of His promises, that we walk in them by faith, and that we experience them in the reality of our lives. Well, that's what Derek's teaching us how to do. And listen, if you've missed any of this in this past week, log on to the website at DerekPrince.org. You can learn about podcasts, listen to this as often as you wish, and of course, find out more about what's happening at Derek Prince Ministries. So now, we're going to turn today to more about the promises of God and how they are the vehicle of God's provision in our lives as we learn how to claim our inheritance.
Today, I'm going to deal in a practical way with the actual steps we have to take to enter our inheritance. In the Old Testament, there's one book which describes how God's people Israel entered into the inheritance that God had promised for them. It's the book of Joshua. Rightly understood, this book of Joshua provides a pattern that we too can follow as we enter into our inheritance in the New Testament. I'm going to read the first three verses of the first chapter of the book of Joshua. Now it came about after the death of Moses, the servant of the Lord, that the Lord spoke to Joshua, the son of Nun, Moses' servant, saying, Moses, my servant, is dead. Now therefore arise, cross this Jordan, you and all this people, to the land which I am giving to them, to the sons of Israel. Every place on which the sole of your foot treads, I have given it to you, just as I spoke to Moses. Now, there's some important points for us to notice in this opening of the book of Joshua. It gives us the key to understanding what follows in the rest of the book. Bear in mind that God started what he had to say to Joshua with the statement, Moses, my servant, is dead. Now, therefore. And I just want to point out a kind of principle in the spiritual life that often a death has to precede a new move. In our own lives, spiritually, it's even, I think, something like the cycle of the seasons. At the end of the summer, there comes fall, and then winter, which is a time of death. But out of the time of death of winter, there comes the newness and renewal of spring. Let's go on then with this lesson from Joshua. Second point is that God required that all the people cross over. That's so different from the contemporary church, where if we get a 50% response from the people, we think we're doing pretty well. But at this point, in dealing with his people, God said not one of them is to be left behind. They're all to cross over. Then I want you to note the tenses that God uses. In verse 2, he uses the present tense, I am giving. But in verse 3, he uses the perfect tense, I have given them the land. The lesson is this. Once God says, I give it to you, after that, God doesn't have to give it again. When God says, I give, that settles it. After that, it's I have given. It has been given. Now, from then on, Israel had the legal right given them by God to the entire land, but they still did not have experiential possession of the land. So I want you to see this point, that there's a difference between the legal right and the experiential possession of what God has promised us. I think this is very important for us as Christians. I sometimes have commented that if Israel had been like some Christians, after God said to them in verse 3, I've given you the whole land, they would have lined up along the east bank of the Jordan River, looked westward across the river into the land, and said, it's all ours. Well, it would have been true legally, but it was not true experientially. The Canaanites still dominated the land. So bear this in principle in mind, which emerges from the book of Joshua. It's one thing to have the legal right. It's another thing to have the experiential possession. Now let's look at the actual process by which Israel moved into the land. Their first two successes came through miracles. A miracle opened the way for them to cross the Jordan, and through a miracle, they captured this first city of Jericho. But listen to this. After that, they had to fight for all the rest. God said to them, every place where you place the sole of your foot, that's what's yours, in experience, not just in legal right. Now, all this is a very close parallel for us in the New Testament as we gain our inheritance. Interestingly enough, the Hebrew name Joshua is the same in the original language as the name Jesus. There's just two different forms of the same name. And we kind of get this picture. In the Old Testament, under a leader named Joshua, God led his people into a promised land. In the New Testament, under a leader named Jesus, which is the same name, God leads his people into a land of promises. So you see the difference? In the Old Testament, the inheritance was a promised land. In the New Testament, the inheritance is a land of promises. You see, when we are born again and become God's children, legally, from then onwards, we are heirs to all that God has. This is what Paul says in Romans chapter 8, verses 16 and 17. The Spirit himself, that's the Holy Spirit, testifies with our spirit that we are God's children. That's essential. We have to know through the witness of the Holy Spirit that we really are the children of God. We must have the Holy Spirit's endorsement to our claim. Then Paul goes on to say, now, if we are children, then we are heirs, heirs of God and co-heirs with Christ. That's exciting. The entire inheritance of God belongs to us. We share the inheritance with Jesus Christ. Everything that belongs to Jesus Christ belongs likewise to us as sons of God. But there's an if that follows. And sometimes people read the Bible and skip the ifs. But this is a very important if, and I want to read it. Now, if we are children, then we are heirs, heirs of God and co-heirs with Christ. Now, here's the if. If, indeed, we share in his sufferings, in order that we may also share in his glory.
Don't you love this truth? That there's a parallel between Joshua and Jesus. Joshua led his people into the promised land, and Jesus, too, is leading us into the land of promise. He's our Lord, but he's also our Joshua, leading us into a land of destiny. There's so much more to come as Derek Prince, Legacy Radio, continues.
Where are you on your spiritual journey? How far have you come? And how far must you go before you truly experience God's power? In his classic book, Experiencing God's Power, Derek Prince reveals how you can receive God's promises and experience his power right now and in every area of your life. In Experiencing God's Power, you'll discover God's will and ways regarding your health, marriage, finances, spiritual welfare, and much, much more. And at a full 527 hope-filled pages, this book represents your comprehensive guide to operating in more of heaven's power every day. Regularly priced at $17.95, this classic work by Derek Prince is available to Derek Prince Legacy Radio listeners this week only for only $9.95, a savings of nearly 45%. To order your copy of Experiencing God's Power at the special price of $9.95, call now toll-free, 800-448-3261. That's 800-448-3261. In Canada, call 888-737-0771. Experiencing God's Power is a clear and practical guide for helping you achieve powerful results in your spiritual quest. Order now and take advantage of this week's special price of only $9.95. Call 800-448-3261. That's 800-448-3261. Or order securely online when you visit DerekPrince.org.
Welcome back to Derek Prince, Legacy Radio. I'm Stephen Mansfield, and we're here on a Friday learning about how to claim our inheritance. Just before we went to the break, Derek said, everything that belongs to Jesus Christ belongs likewise to us as sons of God. If that doesn't light up your Friday, nothing will. Let's listen to Derek.
So we're heirs to the whole inheritance. We're heirs to all the blessings, but we're also heirs to the sufferings. And we cannot skip the sufferings and expect to inherit the blessings. That's very clear. The condition is if we suffer with him. So to gain experiential possession of our inheritance as Christians, we need to follow the example of Israel. It's not enough just to line up on the east bank of the river and look across at our inheritance and say, I've got it all. But so many times people have it all in theory, they have it all in doctrine, but they don't have it in real experience. And that's where we have to apply the lesson of Joshua. What are the principles that apply to us? I would suggest these are the main principles. First of all, where necessary, God will do miracles. But God will not do miracles where they're not necessary. Secondly, like Israel, for most of our inheritance, we will have to fight. We will not enter into our inheritance unless we're prepared to take on the powers of darkness that oppose us and defeat them with the weapons that God has made available to us. Christians who will not fight will not enter their inheritance. It takes guts to be a Christian. It takes guts to enter our inheritance. The third principle from Israel under Joshua is this, that we have to set our feet on what God has promised us. We have to take possession of it individually and personally for ourselves. And this is where the sufferings come in, because when we do that, we'll find that we inevitably share in Christ's sufferings. Let's then look at our two responsibilities, the two things we have to do, and I'm going to say them in very short words. First of all, we've got to be prepared to fight. Secondly, we have to set our feet on what we claim to be ours of our inheritance. Fight and set our feet. Today I'll be unfolding to you the full extent of our inheritance, which is no less than all the promises of God. The key verse that unfolds this to us is found in 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 20. I'll read to you two translations. First of all, the King James Version, which is very beautiful, which says this, "For all the promises of God in him," that's Jesus Christ, "are yea, and in him," amen, "unto the glory of God by us." Now I'll read the New International Version, which is also a very powerful translation of this particular verse. "For no matter how many promises God has made, they are yes in Christ. And so through him the amen is spoken by us to the glory of God." Whichever translation we follow, and both of them are good, there are certain very important points that emerge. And I'll just simply explain them to you. First of all, it's all the promises. All God's promises are available to us. Not some of them, but all of them. The inheritance is all the promises of God. Secondly, it's in the present tense. All the promises of God are yes and amen. It's not in the past. It's not in the future. Some people have an unfortunate way of interpreting the scripture that robs us in this present age of practically everything that's worth having. Miracles were for the past, prosperities for the millennium, and in the meanwhile we're just left hanging on to a bare crust that just barely sustains life. That's not what this scripture says. It doesn't say they were. It doesn't say they will be. It says they are now. This is our inheritance right now. It's all the promises of God. And then it says they are yes in Christ. There's only one source, that's God. There's only one channel, that's Jesus. There's no other way that these things can come to us but from God through Jesus. They are yes. That's very emphatic. God doesn't make promises and then change his mind. He doesn't say, I'll do this, and then when you go to him for it, he says, well, as a matter of fact, I'm not sure I will do it after all. But this is one of the most emphatic and positive verses in the whole Bible. All the promises are yes, just a plain, simple, clear, emphatic yes. God says, I promised it, and I meant it, and I'll stand behind what I promised. However, we have to add something to God's yes. The New International Version that I read says, through him, Jesus, the amen is spoken by us to the glory of God. I think this is a very vivid picture. You find the promise. You say, God, did you mean this? And God says, yes, I meant it. It's yes. But in order to appropriate it, we have to respond to God's yes by our amen. You know, of course, that the word amen means so let it be it established. So when God says yes, we appropriate it by our amen. It's our amen that makes the promise ours at that given moment in that given situation. Now, the next exciting statement is that all this is by us. Oh, how glad I am for those two words, each of two letters, by us. Us means you and me. It means people just like ourselves. It doesn't say by the apostles or by great preachers or by evangelists or missionaries or by great saints in the past. It says by us. All God's promises are available to us, to people like you and me here and now. Then the other point that we need to see is that they are to the glory of God. The ultimate purpose of existence is to glorify God. And God has so arranged the promises He's given us that every time we appropriate those promises in faith, we glorify God. The more we appropriate God's promises, the more we glorify Him. You see, really, there are two alternatives before us: unbelief that robs God of His glory, or faith that gives God the glory due to Him. Romans 3:23, a familiar verse, says, "For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God." The essential nature of sin is it's robbing God of the glory that's due to Him.
You know, I love these principles that Derek's been teaching us about how God does miracles even where they're not necessary, about how we have to fight for our inheritance, about how we have to set our feet on what God has promised us. I like an aggressive, what I sometimes call muscular Christianity, that roars after the truth of God. There's more such great truth to come as Derek Prince, Legacy Radio, continues.
Where are you on your spiritual journey? How far have you come? And how far must you go before you truly experience God's power? In his classic book, Experiencing God's Power, Derek Prince reveals how you can receive God's promises and experience His power right now and in every area of your life. In Experiencing God's Power, you'll discover God's will and ways regarding your health, marriage, finances, spiritual welfare, and much, much more. And at a full 527 hope-filled pages, this book represents your comprehensive guide to operating in more of heaven's power every day. Regularly priced at $17.95, this classic work by Derek Prince is available to Derek Prince Legacy Radio listeners this week only for only $9.95, a savings of nearly 45%. To order your copy of Experiencing God's Power at the special price of $9.95, call now toll-free 800-448-3261. That's 800-448-3261. In Canada, call 888-737-0771. Experiencing God's Power is a clear and practical guide for helping you achieve powerful results in your spiritual quest. Order now and take advantage of this week's special price of only $9.95. Call 800-448-3261. That's 800-448-3261. Or order securely online when you visit DerekPrince.org.
Welcome back to Derek Prince, Legacy Radio. I'm Stephen Mansfield, and we're in the final segment today of our teaching on claiming our inheritance. Now, if you have missed any of this, or if you've heard it, but it hasn't quite settled into your understanding and your soul the way you'd like for it to, you can log on to the website at DerekPrince.org, and you'll be able to download a podcast, you'll be able to listen over and over again, and you'll also be able to learn a great deal about what's going on with Derek Prince Ministries. This truth, this body of teaching that Derek is doing this week, it's much more than Christianity 101. It's experiencing the provision of Jesus on the cross, and we need to walk in the fullness of it. Let's listen now as Derek teaches us on claiming our inheritance.
I've been expounding to you 2 Corinthians 1:20. For no matter how many promises God has made, they are yes in Christ. And so through Him, the Amen is spoken by us to the glory of God. I've pointed out that it's all the promises of God. Now, someone calculated that there are about 8,000 promises of God in the Bible, and they're all available to us when we need them. But we don't need them all at any given moment. At any given moment, we need to put our foot on one particular promise that represents God's provision for our need in that given situation. So the way I sum up 2 Corinthians 1:20 is this: every promise that fits my situation and meets my need is for me now. And remember, the ultimate objective is the glory of God. They're all for the glory of God. Now I want to point out an important thing that many Christians overlook. Most of God's promises are conditional. In other words, in most cases, but not in all cases, when God gives a promise, he says to his people, "If you will do so and so, then I will do so and so." But we have no right to claim the promise unless we first meet the condition. Then the next thing we need to see, and this is also very important, is that the fulfillment of God's promises does not depend upon our circumstances, but upon our fulfilling God's conditions. What often happens to God's people is that a believer finds a promise which he needs, and he begins to claim it, and then he looks at his circumstances, and he finds that his circumstances are totally unfavorable. And so he more or less concludes, well, it's true God made that promise, but this is not the situation in which God can fulfill that promise. Now, that's totally wrong. That's where many of us lose our inheritance. Why does God often allow us to come to a position of seeming impossibility before he comes out and fulfills the promises we are claiming? I believe there are two practical reasons. Of course, there may be many more. But first of all, we are emptied of self-confidence. We come to the point where we know that if it's going to be done, God is going to be the one that does it. The second reason, I believe, is that when this happens, all the glory goes to God. And remember, that's the purpose of the promises, that God may be glorified. When there's a possibility that we can do it by our own effort, then we may take some of the credit for it. But when we come to the place where we know we cannot do it by our own effort, we're exhausted of self-confidence, then the glory truly goes to God.
You know, I have to repeat what Derek said in this teaching, that there are 8,000 promises of God in the Bible, and all of them are available to us. Now, that is exciting news. In fact, that is the gospel, the good news that what God has promised is true for us. But I'll tell you what, we have a tendency to believe that they're automatically true for us, that we can just sit back, be couch potatoes, and God will do those 8,000 things for us. The fact is, and Derek is teaching this so beautifully, that these promises are conditional. What Jesus has done is free us from the domination of Satan, so that we are not controlled by evil, but we have the ability to choose God's promises. And then once we're freed, we can begin to do the things that bring the blessing of God upon us. I love that, because while on the one hand, God frees us before we're able to free ourselves, on the other hand, he sends us in with the right weapons in our hands so that we can take the land of promise and fulfill our destiny. It is an exciting thing. I'm glad God didn't make us do it ourselves completely, and I'm also glad he didn't do it for us completely. Now, he certainly produced salvation completely for us. That's not the point. But in terms of walking in the full blessing of God, that's a partnership with the living God, and it's an exciting journey. Log on to the website at derekprince.org to listen to any of this again, and you should, over and over until it becomes a reality in your life. But listen, for everyone at Derek Prince Ministries, we're delighted that you're with us. Join us again next week for a great new series as the legacy continues.
Take advantage of our special discount this week when you order a copy of Derek's powerful and practical book, Experiencing God's Power. This week only, it's available to Derek Prince Legacy Radio listeners for only $9.95. That's a savings of nearly 45%. Call toll-free 1-800-448-3261. That's 1-800-448-3261. In Canada, call 888-737-0771. This special price is available this week only, 800-448-3261. That's 800-448-3261. Or in Canada, call 888-737-0771. And of course, you can order securely online at derekprince.org. Derek Prince Legacy Radio is a broadcast outreach of Derek Prince Ministries and produced in association with Audio Aviators. For more information about anything heard on today's program, visit us on the web at derekprince.org. That's derekprince.org.